Welcome, and thanks for joining us today for today's press conference. I'm Dr. Benjamin Aker, president of the South Dakota State Medical Association, and an emergency physician. I'm on the front lines of the COVID-19 fight. A group of organizations in South Dakota have joined to recommend and promote masking as COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations surge throughout the state and wider region. Behind a simple message of Mask Up South Dakota and the hashtag Mask Up SoDak, these organizations include both people here today and some that are joining us virtually. I'll be the only one speaking today, but you can reach out to any one of the organizations with questions, either virtually or after the press conference. As I said, I'm representing South Dakota State Medical Association, including all of the professional groups standing together today. I'm joined today by Bob Sutton, President and CEO of Avera Health, Dr. Mike Wilde with Sanford Health, Chief Medical Officer at Sanford USD Medical Center, the Mayor of Sioux Falls, Paul Tenhaken, representing the South Dakota Municipal League, Rob Munson with the School Administrators of South Dakota, Deb Fisher-Clemens, President of the South Dakota Nurses Association, Eric Dykowski, AARP South Dakota State Director, and Deborah Owen with the Greater Sioux Falls Chamber of Commerce. Joining virtually or also involved are Monument Health, AARP South Dakota, the South Dakota Association of Healthcare Organizations, South Dakota Chamber of Commerce and Industry, the Great Plains Tribal Leaders Health Board, Community Healthcare Association of the Dakotas, the American Cancer Society, and more that are footnoted on the press release that you will receive. I want to be clear. We are clinicians, organizations, and business entities. We are not here asking for a governmental mask mandate. We appreciate the governor's call to action for personal responsibility in helping to slow the spread of COVID-19. This group supports keeping South Dakota open, and the safest way to do that is to practice good hand hygiene, social distancing, and wearing masks. So we are calling on South Dakotans to help to manage healthcare resources and workforce so we can help those who need to be hospitalized. Masking can also help businesses to retain workforce and to help keep businesses open. Masking is a simple act that each one of us can participate in, and it can save lives. If you mask, that life could be your mother, father, your friend, or even your own. We are all in this together, and by taking steps such as masking, we can get through this. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has affirmed that wearing masks can help communities slow the spread of COVID-19 when worn consistently and correctly by the majority of people in public settings, and when masks are used along with other preventative measures, including social distancing, frequent hand washing, and cleaning and disinfecting. Health experts recommend that people wear masks whenever they're in a public setting or with people other than those they live with. Masks are more effective if everyone wears a mask. Just as South Dakota was able to flatten the curve this spring, residents can do their part to slow the spread of the virus this fall. This will take a renewed and greater commitment on everyone's part to adhere to a list of preventative practices. We are asking people to double down on doing what they can to help. Our COVID hospitalizations have risen dramatically. Hospitals are very busy, and some have been operationalizing steps and surge plans to increase bed capacity, but there is an upper limit that we hope we don't reach. Numbers could continue to climb if we stay on this trajectory. At the same time, we're dealing with flu season as well. In healthcare, we also need to be open to care for people who have cancer, heart disease, diabetes, accidental injuries, and more. We need to have a healthy, well-rested workforce, not a workforce that is stretched too thin. Workforce is not only important in healthcare, it's important to employers across the state, our schools, our cities, and our retailers. These things are important in our businesses so we can keep our workforce healthy and keep our businesses open. We are here to ask South Dakotans for a renewed and greater commitment to follow a list of preventative practices recommended by the CDC. Wear a mask to cover your mouth and nose when around others. Practice social distancing. Put 6 feet of space, about 2 arm lengths between yourself and people who don't live in your household. Practice good hand hygiene. Wash hands often and use hand sanitizer. Clean and disinfect frequently touched surfaces daily. Stay home when you're sick or have been exposed to the virus, except to get medical care. Cover your cough and sneezes and monitor your health daily and watch for symptoms. We thank all of the people of the state for their support. and please mask up South Dakota. Thank you. So we'll take a few questions now, and if reporters have any questions that you can ask via the chat if you're online via Zoom, or if you're not here in the room, and you can direct them to Cale Feller. And we will have some one-on-one interviews. Some of our organization has to go right away, but some of them are able to stay and give you some interviews to their specific organizations afterward. And Monument Health and our Rapid City entities are also available if you reach out to their media team after the press conference. So I'd be happy to take your questions that you have now.
Hi, I'm from the Associated Press. Unmasked, there's been some mixed messaging, particularly coming from the governor's office, doubting the widespread effectiveness of wearing masks. With that, is there concern that people are not getting the right message from medical authorities that they need to be heard, and is that this campaign a part of that?
So the question was, are people not getting the message of what needs to be heard about masking? And that's what we're here to do today. So we are here to say that masks are a very effective way to help to prevent the spread. It's not masking alone, it's hand hygiene, it's all the other things that I mentioned that we need to do. And we are talking to the individual people, the people who need to decide on how they're going to care. They should be the ones who are making that decision. They need to talk to their physician and be able to get the best information. And one of the ways that we can give them the best information is to have a press conference such as this.
Dr. Aker, I have a question from South Dakota Public Broadcasting, wondering why now are we doing this initiative and why not sometime like in August?
So the question was, why are we doing this initiative now and not in August? Well, the answer to that is that we have been doing this since even before August. We've been saying we need to mask up, we need to be hand washing, we need to have the social distancing, and if you're sick, stay home. We've been saying that and saying that, and we've been trying to get it out to the public as much as possible. And this is a great avenue to be able to have this press conference to do this, to get the message to the public, and we hope that they'll take the message to heart.
Is there a consensus on how effective masks are among your group? And I'm going to piggyback on that question by asking places in Minnesota where there are mandates continue to see cases rise as well. So I think there are some mixed messages out there, how effective they are, and then how do you get people aware of them?
So the question is there a consensus among our group on whether the masking is beneficial as the thought is. And with that, I refer you to the statement that I just made in that we are here as a consensus to recommend that individual wear masks when he or she goes out in public and all the other recommendations that I made.
Governor Walz in Minnesota used the metaphor of a goal line stand in terms of the current situation with the pandemic and just the need to really double down in terms of all the things that you're talking about. Would you say that South Dakota is at a goal line stand as well? And how severe is the situation when you look at the number of cases, community spread, and hospital capacity?
So the question is, how severe are we at right now in South Dakota with hospital capacity and community spread? And right now, we have capacity in our hospitals, and we are able to take care of our patients. But the reason that we're here right now is that we don't want to get to the point where we're not able. And if more people get infected, then that means more people get sick, more people need hospitals. And if we can do anything we can to help to decrease that, then it seems like that's a good thing to do. And that's why we're here today, to tell the people who are listening to this with broadcast and print media that you should be doing these. You should take these recommendations to heart. You can help yourself. You can help your family. You can help your neighbors. So with that, I thank you for taking the press conference, and we'll end it right now. And then if you would like to come up to any of us individually afterward, please feel free to do so. Thanks so much for being here.